Since World War II, the term Nazi for most brings with it images and remembrances of really the most horrific acts to ever take place in the world in history. Again, I stress for most. There are others who prefer to take that term and utilize it for mere political purposes and gains. Does that dilute the meaning of the term and trivialize the evils connected to it? This is something my next guest recently wrote about for the American Spectator. His report is Don Lemon was not the first to make the Trump is like Hitler comparison. He also writes for USA Today, CNN, The Atlantic, and elsewhere. Larry Taunton, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing very well. Delighted to be with you.
And Larry's website, LarryAlexTaunton.com. We've linked it over at our page, as you would expect. I want to start just as a point of foundation. This is from Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of Nazi. A member of a German fascist party controlling Germany from 1933 to 1945 under Adolf Hitler, and one who espouses the beliefs and policies of the German Nazis, i.e. fascist. So what was it that was the catalyst by Don Lemon, as only he could be a catalyst for, that inspired this report for the American Spectator that you wrote?
Well, you know, he's maybe the first one to get a lot of oxygen on this issue. I mean, there's been numerous congressmen who have made this comparison, and to be completely fair, there have been a number of Republicans, you know, who have said similar things, say about Obama. You know, most famously, Hank Williams Jr. lost his Monday Night Football gig, you know, for calling Obama Hitler. But these kinds of statements of calling someone a fascist or a Nazi, you know, or Hitler, are done with some regularity. And as a historian, I find it outrageous.
I think most sensible people, thinking people, would as well. And we should say, too, it did happen on CNN. So unless you were trapped in an airport, most of the country didn't watch it. I came across the part where I was flipping the dial. And I guess after Lemon said what he said, I mean, when you're getting chastised by Chris Cuomo over something you said, you really must have crossed the line.
Absolutely. When you know, Cuomo not only told Lemon that he, you know, by making this kind of argument that you lose credibility because it's so outrageous, but what seems to have been lost on a lot of people is that if you watch the entire interview, which I have several times, Lemon didn't stop there. He goes on to compare Trump voters to the people who drank the Kool-Aid at Jonestown. I mean, he just kept going. And look, I have another piece that'll come out either today or tomorrow, also in the Spectator, on this topic. And there are a number of things that we in America really need to be thankful for, and one of them is that there are almost no comparisons with Nazi Germany. We do not have a dictator. Trump's power is such that he can't even get a central campaign promise fulfilled of building a border wall. We have freedom of the press. We have freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, freedom of religion. All of these things remain, free speech. And you know, we're not in one of the greatest economic crises of all time. We're not suffering under you know, in the post-war era of a crushing defeat and an armistice that will cripple us economically for a generation. This is what Nazi Germany was facing. This is what Germany was facing that created the perfect storm that could bring about in Adolf Hitler, and ultimately that the people of Germany voted away their freedoms. In the United States, political discourse remains lively, which is exactly why we're having this conversation, not only that we're allowed to have it, but that Don Lemon could make these kinds of statements and still be alive. He wouldn't be alive in saying such outrageous things in Nazi Germany or in Stalinist Russia, or for that matter, in North Korea or modern China. So, you know, I don't know if this is just, you know, a propaganda on his part and that of others, or if they're just that historically ignorant. But, you know, we need to pull back on this kind of outrageous rhetoric. I mean, when let's just say ultimately we do start drifting in that sort of direction, where do you go next? I mean, when you're using this kind of rhetoric, what do you say next when you call the Trump a Hitler?
It's a scary thought to think about. We're talking with Larry Tomlinson about his article featured in the American Spectator. Don Lemon was not the first to make the Trump is like Hitler comparison. LarryAlexTomlinson.com. You can see Larry's article as well at spectator.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, here's the case of the hypocrisy of all this thing. You have Lemon and others in the what's even self-confessed to be a leftist news media talking about how supposedly Trump and his followers limit free speech, yet Twitter announced they're now going to flag tweets by world leaders. Gee, I wonder which one will be on the first of their list that quote unquote break their code of conduct. Yeah, I've never seen Twitter come out and say that about the various Twitter accounts that various terrorist organizations seem to quite easily and frequently launch on Twitter.
Well, this is something that should be a concern to everyone, left, right, or center, and that is we are drifting in the direction of censorship, and Republicans and Democrats are both calling for it in some form or another. Big tech is moving in the direction of censorship, and wherever you stand on the political spectrum, you might like it if you see your opponents being suppressed, but you need to bear in mind that turnabout is fair play, and that's where it seems that we are headed. I mean, for instance, I don't like the outrageous things that a guy like Don Lemon says. I don't care for what Alex Jones says, but I do believe in an open market where people can say what they want to say, and the rest of us can draw our own conclusions. And I thought it was actually interesting, just as a historical note, is that Lemon was arguing for censorship or the suppression of free speech in that particular CNN conversation with Chris Cuomo, and he was talking about Hitler. He was saying, you know, he kind of implies that media gave Hitler a free ride. Well, actually, they didn't. Hitler was censored heavily. He was forbidden in Germany from speaking publicly for 2 years. Didn't stop him. So, you know, these are, I think, rather than suppression, we need to have a much more robust, thoughtful national conversation.
And you mentioned Alex Jones. That made me think, too, again, another example of how the benefits of a free society, if someone on a platform like that does say something that impacts you in a negative way, we have a path that some people have taken already. They took them to court.
Precisely. I mean, we are a society that has thrived on free speech, and we have had everyone from Father Coughlin back in the 1930s and 40s. We have had, left, right, and center. We've had people all over the political spectrum, and as a society, we've managed to navigate that fairly effectively. It is the core of democracy. And so, to see us moving in the direction of suppressing some voices because we don't like what they're saying. And by the way, I've got to give Chris Cuomo credit. He picked up on this, that this is what Don Lemon was suggesting, and he pushed back against it. He said, look, I mean, Don, where you're going with this is you're going to start censoring people on TV simply because you don't like what they're saying. And Lemon didn't disagree with that in that it was clear that he was sort of okay with that. That's not a good direction for America to move.
Got about 30 seconds. Is there a fear within yourself that this frivolous use, much like I said in the introduction, of the term Nazi or what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez used, comparing the migrant detention centers to concentration camps, history ignorance opens the door for a misuse of term to fog over the reality of what the term means. Do you think this frivolous use of Nazi and concentration camp is going to impact a younger generation who go to schools that don't even go that far back when they teach history?
Well, having been to any number of actual concentration camps, I was very fortunate to win a a fellowship many years ago that sent me to Europe to study the intellectual origins of the Holocaust. And having been to any number of concentration camps, it trivializes what the Holocaust really was and who Adolf Hitler was and what the Nazis did when you begin saying outrageous things like that.
The article, again, is Don Lemon was not the first to make the Trump is like Hitler comparison, published at The Spectator, spectator.org. Larry Taunton's website, larryalextaunton.com. Larry Taunton, thanks so much for the reminder of the importance of history and the education that you provide in this report and the one you previewed that is coming up in a matter of days. Thanks so much for being here.
Having me.